We'd like to call the House Taxation Committee to order, and the Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Flowers?
Here.
Representative Frost?
Here.
Representative Garnas?
Here.
Representative Henny?
Here.
Representative Hunstead?
Here.
Representative Koistman? Representative Doctigal?
Here.
Representative Napoli?
Here.
Representative Peterson?
Here.
Representative Slaughter?
Here.
Representative Tufel?
Here.
Representative Van Etten? Representative Quick? Representative Jaspers?
Here.
Representative Brown?
Here. Quorum is present, and I think we have to approve the minutes from the last meeting. Is there a motion? Moved by Representative Frost, seconded by Representative Don Henney's. Comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The minutes are approved. Our only item on our agenda today, to my knowledge at least, is to talk about summer studies, potential items that the committee may want to take formal action on, recognizing that you can submit a suggestion to the executive board for a summer study on your own, or the committee itself can come up with some, but we wanted to see if there was something that you would like to have the at least committee consider and forward as a committee suggested summer study. With that, I know that Representative Slaughter, Dale Slaughter, has a suggestion. Would you want to cover that, Dale, at this point? And then use the microphone too, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have this proposed summer study in front of you. And I've had some school administrators approach me on this subject, and I thought this might be a good summer study. Now, as one of our members have said, does this include income tax? I don't know what it includes, but I think it's something that needs to be studied. Every year we seem to be falling short, falling behind, and I think we need to call in some experts like the summer study says, and I guess I would rate that a recommendation that we approach it in that manner.
Is there a second for discussion?
Second.
Been seconded by Representative Napoli. Any other discussion, or Representative Slaughter, if you want us to...
I don't have any.
Any other observations or comments about this at this point? Representative Flowers?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I don't know what analysis would be for that, but I think we've studied that. I mean, I've been here 14 years, and we've studied it almost every year, and we have not came with a solution yet. I just don't know whether... That's something that we shouldn't spend a lot of time on. I just don't know.
Any other comments, Representative Slaughter?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure what any summer study, what the purpose of any summer study is. I've been on at least a summer study every year that I've been here. Last year I was on a summer study, and actually not a single thing came out of that summer study. So I don't know. I think education is certainly something that we need to look at every year. I maybe could have taken this into the education committee, but I believe education has to do with taxation as much as anything that I know. I've served on the school board for 6 years, which doesn't make me an expert, but I know education is very much tied to income tax, or not income tax, but taxes.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Tupou, I think, had a request. Well, and then who?
I guess my question was whether or not this should be in tax, I guess, or if it should be in front of education, but I obviously taxation, as you mentioned, Representative, is involved in how we're going to acquire the money. I don't know. It's really our job to decide how it's going to be distributed, but it certainly involves where we're going to get it. So,
yeah, why don't you respond in that?
There are a lot of taxes that are special to certain districts that I think is an issue that should be looked at. such as fines, such as overweight fines. And I don't know how long it's been since the other tax issue has been looked at for education. And I think we need to look at those areas too.
Representative Hunstad.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. It seems quite obvious that education is one of the most expensive things we do, and one of the things that we always get involved at when we start talking about it is how in the world we're going to fund it. I think I said this earlier, maybe not in this committee, but one of the frustrations that I feel as being a legislator is that difficult concepts or whatever, I mean, we got 400 bills in 35 days. We might have 30 minutes or 45 minutes to talk about it in committee and less than that on the floor. If we're going to if we have tough problems that need solutions, we need to talk about them over longer periods of time, and certainly funding education has to be one of these tough ones that we don't even know necessarily what the problems are or what the solutions are, but we certainly can't do it in a bill in a regular ordinary session, and so it certainly deserves a summer study, it seems to me.
Any other comments? Seeing none, why don't we we'll take a vote and see if we want to send this forward to the e-board for their consideration. That's basically what it is, as a recommendation from the committee. It's been moved and seconded. I think we take the roll on this one. Final action. Those in favor of the summer study suggestion will say aye. Will say aye, and those opposed will say no, and the secretary will call the roll.
Representative
Flowers? No.
Representative Ross? Aye.
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 No.
We'll send that, received a majority vote, will be sent to the e-board for their consideration. Are there any other studies or suggestions for Representative Napoli?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the NAZ and the 150% rule has come under increasing scrutiny over the last 2 years. This year, there must have been at least a half a dozen bills dealing with the NAZ and the 150% rule. I think it's an issue that is fairly misunderstood by this legislature, since a lot of the legislators that are here now were not here when that was implemented. We are starting to see some real effects from it. Matter of fact, I told Scott Peterson, we were having a discussion years ago when he was still in the property tax division, that I thought NAZ and the 150% rule was going to have a bigger effect on property taxes than the 30%, and it has. NAZ and the 150% has had the biggest effect on property tax of anything we've done since I started in 1995. And so in an attempt to help people, help legislators and the public understand NAZ and the 150% rule and why we need to fine-tune it and make it work better, I would ask for the following study, that a study concerning NAZ and the 150% rule, how they are affected by assessments, and the effect those assessments are having on the other property tax categories.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Garnas. Any other comments? Representative Flowers.
A question for Representative Poli. Representative Poli, what do you think, or do you think that the bill that we passed to go ahead with the final analysis of Representative Lentz's bill, wouldn't that have an effect on this 150%? It wouldn't?
Chairman? No. No, it won't. The analysis of Jim's bill is going to be on production only, and then it repeals NAZ. In his bill, it repealed NAZ. And so if that all falls by the wayside, then we're right back where we started from.
If his bills fall by the wayside.
So I think it's important that this legislative body really take a look at NAZ and the 150% rule, because we're talking NAZ affects only ag, 150% affects non-ag. They're two completely different categories. So I think it's important that we really get to bear down on that and see how that's working and what we can do to fine-tune it.
Representative Tupel.
What would Jim's bill repeal the 150% on the non-ag? It would repeal the NAZ.
Would you just respond again on, with the mic, on, just so in case someone...
Oh, I'm sorry. No, Representative Lent's bill does not repeal the 150% rule in non-ag, only NAZ.
Any other questions? Seeing none, the question before the committee is the Napoli recommendation to do a study on the NAZ, et cetera, and the 150% rule. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. And the secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
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 Representative Pearson. Representative Slaughter. Aye. Representative Aye. That'll send that to the board for their consideration. Any other suggestions by members of the committee on a potential summer study on these issues?
Just
Representative Hunt said.
As a follow-up to what Representative Napoli in that study, if there's any way, and if this comes to pass, those of us that sit here in tax, I mean, we're losing the expertise that knows about this. And I mean, I've come to Representative Napoli a couple times and been asking him some questions about where we're at here and how we got here and what's going on. And, you know, notwithstanding anything else, we're going to lose some of this expertise. It keeps happening. Term limits are certainly one of these things that's causing our expertise to be leaving us. And I'm not going to have any proposal about a summer study about term limits, but I would certainly like to be, if there's some way, I want to be part of this study. If I'm going to be back on taxation again, I want to know.
Thank you. Any other comments? Seeing none, I just want to make an observation. Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to throw in a little word of caution before we have any more desires for studies. I kind of feel like what we might have done would be to decide what issues we wanted to look at and then put them in an order and a priority, because if we get too many studies, none of them will get studied in the first place. I mean, it just gets to be part of the maze, and I think it's better if we would pick the one or two. If this is the only two, that's great, but I thought I saw their hands going up, and I thought before we get too far into the process, we should think about that.
Okay, Representative Hennies, thank you. Representative Hennies.
Thank you. I think Representative Wick is about right, but because there's a, we're opening up a Pandora's box. This whole taxation thing is much more complicated than I ever imagined when I first got on this committee. I've been doing some work with that wind power and the bills that are coming up affecting that, and I see the utilities are have a maze of taxation laws and ways that they're taxed. At one time, I thought that might be a good summer study to try. It seems to me like there ought to be some way, just talking about the electric utilities, not all utilities, but probably the same thing would apply. There ought to be some way that you could tax an electron at one point in time, one tax, and that's all, instead of every municipality having a different tax on it, or well, any one of the four or five different taxes that come in on it, depending on whether you're a producer or a transmitter or a distributor in the electric business. And the contractor's excise tax is another thing. I'd like to know more about that and what its effect is on the building industry. But there's so many things here to investigate that we can't do it all at once. So I just want to get my 2 cents worth in.
Thank you. Any other suggestions? I don't think we see any. I think we're okay, Representative Wick, the way it looks at the moment. I just want to make a couple of comments as we've been on, at least Representative Napoleon and I have been on an 8-year run here. This has been a great experience for me as chair of this committee the last 2 years. I started out my legislative career on taxation committee. The reason these are tough issues, that's why we have such good people on this committee, Representative Hennies. They appointed the best in this one, so we'd fight it out here, not on the floor. And we've done a pretty good job of that, I think, for the most part. I want to especially thank Don McGee, who's been our staff secretary for the last 2 years. Been wonderful help. The extra cholesterol that we had because of those great rolls was fine the other day, but heart attack on a plate, but they're great. We all ate them. Fred Boss, of course, has been our senior financial advisor for this committee and really a great assistant. We really appreciate what you're doing. We have a gift for both of you, but when the intern shows up, I'll find you sometime and give it to you. And if those members of the committee haven't been talked to yet, you'll find out why and what it is that you're giving. I also want to especially thank, this year we had really a full boat with some of this, couple of main issues, Secretary Gary Viken, you've been just wonderful in your professionalism of your staff, Scott Peterson, your yeoman work on the streamlined sales tax, although we didn't always agree, members of this committee on that issue was very professional. I think we took some very complicated issues very honestly and handled them in a way that we at least got them to the floor, and the 15 that started in the committee made it down to the floor to vote, so that was nice. So I really have appreciated the opportunity to be this chairman, and I look forward to whatever God holds in the future. But with that, I know Jim Hunt said you don't have to worry too much. I think some of this expertise is going to come back on the other side, so either you'll be a happy person or you'll be wondering what happened here. But nevertheless, thank you, members of the committee, for all of your work, and Vice Chairman Jaspers as well. With that, do I hear a motion to adjourn? Representative Bill Napoli, seconded by Representative Mike Jaspers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. We stand adjourned. Thanks again, members.